We've got George Lindquist back in studio today, president of the Michigan United Conservation Clubs, and I appreciate you coming in here. You know, I feel a little bit lucky that we have the president right here in Marquette County. You can pop in on pretty quick notice, so thank you very much.
Thank you, Adam. I do appreciate being here, and you do a good program.
Well, I want to let folks know what's going on with this new House Bill 4687. Which, from my understanding, went through the Michigan House Committee for Government Operations.
Correct.
Not the Natural Resources Committee?
Yes. And
can you explain that to me, first of all?
Well, I wish I knew myself. I think it's a political roundabout. I think they didn't have the support in that committee. So it was introduced in another committee where they had more influence. And that's the problem with trying to do wildlife management through the legislature, is because there's a lot of political favors done, let's just say that, where one wants to take care of another. If you support this, I'll support that. And when it comes to wildlife, they come in on the short end of something like this.
It has to do with the baiting ban and lifting it. And this is specifically in the Lower Peninsula, is that right?
Well, it covers the whole state, although...
That's why I was a little bit... Yeah. Kind of wondering, you know, how this kind of came about.
You know, here in the UP, it wouldn't have much effect at this point because
we didn't have a baiting ban. Except
we don't have a baiting ban except in the CWD area. This would lift that in that area. You know, of course, they went one above. Currently, we're allowed to bait with 2 gallons of bait. It's been that way for quite a few years now. The legislature, in their wisdom, decided to go to 5 gallons of bait. And keep in mind, though, it only passed the House. This has got a long ways to go yet. It's got to go through the Senate, and then the governor has to sign this. My hope it doesn't happen, because this directly just stomps on Proposal G that had 66% approval by state voters back in 96. It stomps on...
Explain what Proposal G was.
What it is it was a proposal to manage our wildlife, our fishing game, with science, and not so much by popularity contest, and not have the legislature involved. The Scientific Fish and Wildlife Act of 2014 was a similar proposal. We went around and got 375,000 signatures to get this approved. And it was a lot of work by a lot of people here in the UP, all over the state. You know, if you remember right, that's when the wolf referendums were happening. Mm. And... you know, we didn't want to manage our wolves by popularity contests and have Ann Arbor and Detroit deciding how we're managing our wildlife. Well, this kind of turns things right back on its head and opens the door for that sort of thing to happen again.
So you don't believe the naysayers that are touting the fact that there's no scientific basis for a baiting ban?
You know, I don't agree with that at all. I mean, literally every state that has chronic wasting disease has instituted a baiting ban. I'm on the UP CWD task force. I went to the CWD symposium a couple years ago that DNR had. They had people that had been dealing with this stuff from all over the country and several places in the world. And to a person, they felt that this was one of the things that could be done. Will it stop CWD? Not necessarily. But can it slow it down? That's the idea.
All right. Well, I appreciate you kind of filling us in on this, and I'd like to continue with you later this hour if we can get a little bit more time from you. I know you're a busy guy right now, but I'd like to ask you a few more questions for clarification from your perspective on this. So,
thank you, Adam. Appreciate it.
President of Michigan United Conservation Club's George Lindquist in studio with us today. So stay tuned. We will continue right here on The Outdoor Show.